Okay. Maybe we should always be off schedule there. So we're back on Daf Lamed Amud Beis on the Tap Tosfos. We saw that Rav Ashi was asked in terms of how to prepare sakinim for Pesach, and he pointed out that he used new sakinim when it was pointed out that there's a hefsed merubah. So he said, oh, that it's possible to be machshir the sakinim, the middle part of the sakinim, via libun. And then the Gemara appears to ignore Rav Ashi and says not only can the handle be dealt with hagola, which Rav Ashi had agreed with, but even the blade can be dealt with hagola. Hilchasa idi v'idi, both the lahav and the kata and the handle, b'roschim ubikli risha. And Tosis over here raises the issue, what exactly is the... why did the Gemara change over here its mind, and what's the ramifications of the Gemara's maskana in light of the rest of Shas? Hilcha sa'idi v'idi beroslin tema the Tanya b'tosefta davar azara hasakin v'hashvud v'ha'askala malabnon be'or. It appears from the context that just as the shvud and the askala are boleya via eish, so we have a rule, Kabbalah Kachpolto, so they require Libun in order to be able to destroy the Belia. And Hu Hadin Beperek Kama Dechulin, when it speaks about buying Sakinim from Goyim, Kagon Delibna Ba'or, they also require a Hechsher, and the Hechsher is one of Libun. Alma Tzarech Libun. L'chor Rav Ashi was correct in what he said. Why does Gemara switch horses and end up Vehilchasa Idi Ve'idi Beroschin? So over here we have Tosfos quoting Rabbeinu Tam, who has two chilukim. But before we see Rabbeinu Tam and appreciate the beauty of not only his kitzur halashon, but also of his chilukim, what was on the table, as alternative to Rabbeinu Tam. So here we already have that Rabbeinu Tam wasn't working in a vacuum, but rather there were halachos of Rashi. Rashi wrote Hilchos Yisur Veheter. We have it in the Sefer Ora, the Sefer Apardes, the Talmidim of Rashi wrote down his halachos. They even got to Sfarad, and so we find the Ran in our sugya quotes Rashi, and he says, "Avo Rashi zal kosva piskei hilchosav, shekol ha'isurim kulon, ein hasakin tzarech ela hag'ola." That under all circumstances, our Gemara over here is giving a psak halacha, v'hilchasa, idi v'idi v'roschin, that the sakin only requires hag'ola. What do we do with the Tosefta? That the Tosefta said, hasakin v'ashbud v'askam rabdon b'or. So Rashi says that the Tosefta is mishabeshtahi, that it should only say hashbud v'askla. The word sakin over there got in by accident. That's not the original girsa of the Tosefta. And he points out, because that Tosefta is quoted in Avodah Zarah, the Fayin Hamad Days, without the word sakinim. What do we do with the Gemara and Chulin in terms of buying a sakin from Goyim? So, lo ma'ayol nafshe b'dinayu de sakinin. Eladach tzara tofas l'gomar shetiro satara gemura. That the Gemara in Chulin just wanted to say that we were machshu the sakin. It mentioned libun, but didn't mean libun. That's not the sugya over there of hagol or libun. It just was ketos ha'polet mipi ha'shalat. It was simply a mistake. It is Yerushalmi that says that the sakin requires libun. No, that's the Yerushalmi. We're dealing with the Bavli. Passing like the Bavli. That's, in other words, that Rashi's approach was simply an achinami. Clearly we have a stira within the sources, and we paskin like our Gemara, which is black and white, v'hilchasa. We pass like our Gemara against a Tosefta, where we have a question what the girsa is. We pass like our Gemara against the Gemara in Chulin, because we're doing over here with the sugya of Hechsher Kelim. And over there, it was something that was brought in Derech Agav, and we pass like our Gemara against the Yerushalmi. That is one approach. In terms of trying to understand the background of that approach, L'chora, Rashi understood that sakinim were flatware. They were those things that were used post preparation of the food in order to be able to cut the food or to use a sakin to stir with. Namely, we're dealing with that which was boleya via roschin, and therefore it's maflit via roschin. Kabolo kach polto. In the preparation of the food, one uses a shpud and an askula. Those are kelim that are used in a tanur. Rashi is assuming l'chora that a sakin is not used in a tanur, and therefore the mitzius, in other words, it's only used in the context of a blia that would require hagola, and so we can be magil. The Ramban is quoted over here by the Ran as going in the same direction of Rashi, namely that we pass on our sugya, but the Ramban was well aware that the sakin could certainly be used in circumstances that would be in the tanur, that circumstances that l'chora should require libun. So the Ramban gives a rule that we go after rov tashmisho. Af al pishem mishtamish bo yadei ha'ur kamosh kasavti lamala, even though occasionally the sakin is really used in the fire, it's not a mistake of the Tosefta, it's used similar to a shvud or to an askala, anan b'kol kli basar rov tashmisho azlina. We always go after the rov of the tashmish. We don't investigate every situation individually. We go after the rov of the tashmish, and then he points out that even though the rov of the tashmish is in a kli sheni, which l'chora doesn't require hefsher at all, but since it's also used in a kli rishon, so we go in the derech habenoni. In other words, the Ramban chooses a middle of the road approach. What? We have to explain exactly what is going on over here. But as opposed to Rashi, who appears to be dealing only with issues of mitzius, the Ramban over here introduces a halacha that we're going to have to understand, that the world of Hechsher Kelim is not worst case scenario, but the world of Hechsher Kelim goes after Rov Tashmish, even though we're aware that it was Boleya in a manner that the form that we're using, the method that we're using for Hagala, for Hechsher, may not be the form that would cover all of the previous uses. What does that mean halakhically? We have to understand. Okay, so Rashi is nothing to understand. Rashi is a given. Rashi is a given that we have a metzius that a sakin is used in post preparation of a food. It's only boleya via roschim, and therefore it's maflit via roschim. Kabolo kach polto. The Ramban was aware of the complexity of the sakin. And like Rashi, he rejected the halacha of the Tosefta. He rejected the maskana of the Gemara in Chulin. He rejected the maskana of the Yerushalmi. However, he understands that they were dealing with a real mitzius. Just that real mitzius is not going to reflect itself in the world of halacha. With this background, to look at Rabbi Notam, one can, you know, is appreciate the uniqueness of Rabbi Notam in this situation, the world of Rishonim, but Tirei Rabbi Notam, that everyone is right, that there's no stira over here. We simply have to understand that we can be talking about different contexts. And here, Rabbi Notam offers two options. One of them is very classic in Tosos. Here, Rabbi Notam, the Amar Birushami, the Ma'ir B'Sakinim Arukim. That there are sakinim and there are sakinim. There are sakinim gedolim and sakinim ketanim. Sakinim gedolim are used in preparation of the food. They're the equivalent of a skewer, shput, right? That you stick into the meat, and there you require libun, mashen kain. Flatware, the sakinim ketanim, the ones that we use in eating, that's what our Gemara is talking about. That's the idi v'idi b'roskin. Namely, that we have different ukimtas. You have two kimtas of sakinim, and wherever you find the gemara that requires libun, the metzius is, we're talking about a sakin gadol that was boleya via ha'esh. Wherever we find the gemara dealing with roschim, we're dealing with a sakin katan that was boleya via roschim. Okay, that's certainly it's a way of saying elu ve'elu. But then Rabbi Notam takes it one step further, and here he was joined by the Ravid and Yitachem by other Rishonim as well. Va'od yesh l'chalek bein hetera bala ubein isura bala k'demachalik Rav Ashi v'shilhi meseches avodah zarah. Namely, that Rav Ashi himself, and the Gemara in Avodah Zarah was bothered by a stira in the world of hechsher kelim, that we appear to have one standard when it comes to the world of kodshim, and another standard when it comes to the world of Isur v'Heter. And Rav Ashi said that the difference is between Heter Abala and Isur Abala. The world of Kachim, when the Kachim are Nivla into the Kli, the Kachim are Mutarim. Afterwards, they become Nosar. So we're dealing with the world of Heter Abala. There we have one set of rules. When we're dealing with the world of Chelev and Nevelu and Trefa, the world of Isur, then we're dealing with a separate set of rules. And Chametz, says Rabbeinu Tam, and that's his Chiddush, is viewed as Hetera Bala. This is what we're going to have to investigate, because it's clear that Rashi did not understand this way. The Ramban, black and white, says not that way. Most Rishonim say that Chametz is Isura Bala. The Bechaber in Shulchan Aruch paskins Chametz is Isura Bala. And even though the Ramah quotes a day that Chametz is a terabala, he himself says, but we are knowing that Chametz is Rabala. What over here is the issue of Chametz being Yisurabala or being a terabala that we're going to have to understand? But before that, we have to understand Rav Ashi's halacha per se. Why have a distinction between Heterabala and Yisurabala? Don't we have a rule of Kabbalah Kachpolto? Doesn't Kabbalah Kachpolto simply, isn't that a question of Metzius? How things were absorbed, that's how they're going to be niflat. And so how do we then have a principle that even if in the world of Yisur Abala we require libun, because Kabbalah Kachpolto, but also we can make it in the world of Hetera, that we don't require libun, that Hagola is sufficient. These are the issues that we have to deal with. So we have over here basically three issues that we have to talk about. The first, Teres Rabbeinu Tam and Rashi, that's Metzius. In other words, that what is the second being used for? But we use go according to the normal rules. However, the Ramban's din of Rov Tashmisho is Omer Dorsheni. Rabbeinu Tam, the Rav Ashi's chilul of between Hetera and Isura is Omer Dorsheni. And the question as to how to define Chametz, is Chametz Hetera or Isura? This is also Omer Dorsheni. Yes? And then we have to understand, right, and then Tosos was bothered, just a minute, it's very strange. We have Rav Ashi being mechalek between Heter and Isur, and that would explain the Vehilchos of our Gemara, but Rav Ashi himself previously said that Sakinim require Libun. He appears to ignore his own Chiluk. So Tosos says, V'hod ma'asrech lehu Rav Ashi hachal Libun, machmir olatz mohaya. That we find poskim that will be makil for the world, and that's what Rav Ashi did in the Gemara of Avodah Zarah and the Chayin Vavim at Aleph, that for the world he paskin that a Tera Bala only requires Haga'ala, but for he himself, he was machmir that even a Tera Bala requires Libun, in other words, that even a Tera, that we're not going to distinguish in a Tera Bala and Isura Bala. That's a, in other words, that the Vehilchasa over here says that we paskin like Rav Ashi's din for Kola for the entire Jewish world. Rav Ashi himself was machmir. Yes?
What about Rashi and Ramban? So if the Matthias is, you never do Libun. If someone would have cold food on something and they decide to do Libun, that wouldn't be a chumrah. That would be just going way, way overboard. Isn't it?
What? You're asking, how do Rashi and the Ramban understand Rav Ashi?
Yeah.
They don't understand Rav Ashi. They understand their Rav Ashi. In other words, according to Rashi and the Ramban, Rav Ashi agrees with the Tosefta, with the Gemara and Chulin, with the Yerushalmi. We don't paskin. It was a machlokis in the time of Chazal. How do we paskin? In other words, Rav Ashi appeared to say that we don't use the principle of Kabbalah Kachpolto, and we come down to the rule of Kabbalah Kachpolto. But the Ramban adds in that Kabbalah Kachpolto goes according to Rav Tashmish. Yeah.
One of the issues here, how people will people relate to the Isser. In other words, there's a difference. We see there's a difference in Heter Bala and Yisur Bala.
So let's try to understand why.
The fact that you're saying Heter Bala is saying to me, wait a minute, I don't want to punish anybody.
We're not dealing over here with psychology. We're dealing over here with halacha. But the halacha over here distinguishes between Hetera Bala and Isura Bala. The question is why. So let's go in the following order. First, let's discuss the difference between Rav Ashi's din in Andaf Ayin Vav Amad Aleph in Avodah Zarah, that we distinguish between Hetera Bala and Isura Bala. Then we'll move over, what is the status of Chametz? Is that Hetera Bala, Isura Bala? Then we'll move over to the Ramban, what is this din of Rav Tashmish? Let's go in that order. And that way we'll try and cover everything. So in terms of distinguishing between Hetera Bala and Isura Bala, we basically can have understand this on one of two planes. One plane, it's the most difficult for us in terms of swallowing it, but the easiest in terms of saying it, is we have Gzeres HaKasuv, that we have two parashias in the Torah of Hechsher Kelim. We have the parasha in the Torah and parashas Matos, so we call Geulei Klei Midyan, Kol Asher Taviru Ba'esh, right? That then Taviru Ba'esh, namely that we have tit for tat, we have a din of, and that which is we're Mavir B'mayim, we Mavir B'mayim, namely that the Kabbalah Kachbalto, that which was Bolea via Esh, will get rid of the Yisr via Esh. That which was Bolea via Roschim, via Mayim, via medium of heat, will be Maflit via that same medium. Then we have another parasha in the Torah, the parasha of Chatos, the parasha in Parashas Tzav, Umorok Veshutaf B'mayim. That over there, the Torah only deals with Marika. It only deals with Hagalah. It doesn't mention anything at all about Libun in Parashas Tzav. So, it's one way of saying is that these are the two parashios on which Rav Ashi was basing himself. In the world of Isura Bala, there we have the din of Kabbalah Kachpolto. There we distinguish between that which is Baba Eish and that which is Baba Mayim. There we distinguish between Libun and Hagalah. But in the world of Kochim, which we're going to define as Hetera Bala, at the time of the Bliya, it was Mutter, it only became Aser within the walls of the Kli. There, the Torah exempts us from Libun. There, the Torah says that even if it were to be Balea via Esh, Morak Veshutaf Amayim is already enough. That all we require is, we have Gzeres HaKasuv, that all that we require is the world of Hag'Allah. Not to explain Gzeres HaKasuv, because Gzeres HaKasuv doesn't lend itself to explanation, but simply to define what is going on over here. So here we have the Ravid by us and Rashi in Avodah Zarah, who basically say the same thing. Rashi says it a little longer, so I'll just read the Rashi over there in Avodah Zarah, but it's basically stated over here by the Ravid, which is quoted in the Ran. And it's the last blot in Avodah Zarah. So the Gemara over there says, did you witness yet with Rav Bednarsh? Okay. So this is the new Yoredei curriculum which Hechsher Kelim has learned. That we distinguish Rav Ashi Yomar, Lo'olam Kedamron Meikara, Hacha Hetera Bala, Hacha Isura Bala. And the Rashi explains, the Hainu, Mishum de Bekodshim Hetera Bala, Udakashela ki polit isura polit. Nachon, it began as heter, but if we wouldn't be concerned if it remained as heter. The problem is it turns into iser. And so the bottom line is that we're dealing with iser. Lo chomir isurayhu kishena'ase nos. Lo chomir isurayhu shekishena'ase nosar. Lo have iser be'ene. Shebetoch dofni hakli hayabalua. Umei olam lo hukar isura. Namely, that the Torah, when it speaks about Geulei Klei Midyan, is dealing where you're dealing with an Isur Be'en that was Nivla in a Kli. There we have these rules of Kabbalah Kachpolto. You're never going to be able to get anything out unless you do it the same way that it went in. However, when we're dealing with Hetera Bala, namely on the level of the Be'en, it was Mutter. It only became Aser within the walls of the Kli, what we call a Bliya. The Bliya is Aser, but the Be'en was Mutter. There, the Torah is Mekel. The Torah is Mekel, not we're Mekel. The Torah is Mekel that on that level of, we'll call, Iser Kal, Hetera Bala, we don't have an Iser Be'en. All we have is an Iser of Bliya. The Torah was Mekel and said, we can pull this out via Hagala, even if it went in via H. Even though, according to the rules of the game, normally you require a tit for a tat, there has to be a Kabbalah Kachpolto, that's only in the world of Isurim. That's the parasha of Geulei Klei Midyan. In the world of Hetera Bala, even though currently we have an issue, since the issue never was on the level of the Be'en, the issue only became when it was Nivla in the Kli. We're not dealing with an Isur that you could put your fingers on. There was never a Hukar HaIsur. this is considered to be an the Torah calls this an Iser Kal that we can get rid of via Hag'ala. Classically, what we speak about the difference between Libun and Hag'ala is that Libun burns out the Iser. It destroys it, search and destroy. It destroys the Iser. That's why there's no need to be to clean Kalim before Libun, the same way the Libun will destroy the Bli and the Kli. It'll Kavachomer destroy the Be'en. There's no need to remove the rust. It'll destroy everything. Maybe destroy the Kli. But certainly it destroy everything around the Kli. There's no Nachkimina where the Iser is Ben Yomo, Eino Ben Yomo. We're destroying the Iser. Ma'ashein Kain. Hag'ala, here we're dealing with Kibbolo, Kach Polto. We're dealing with the process of removing the Iser via Plita. So classically, we can only remove those Isurim that were Nivla via Roslim. In the world of Isurim Kalim, they can come out also via this process of Roslim, even if they went in via the process of Eish. And here, however, we have various rules that we'll only want to use a Kli Sheino Ben Yomo. We have to clean the Kli. Ka'ach, okay? We have to remove the Chaluda, remove the rust, v'chule, because we're not dealing over here with any Be'en, we're dealing over here with a Bliya. We have to be certain that all that exists is a Bliya that won't be reabsorbed. Okay, so that's the Gzeres HaKasuv, according to the Ravid and according to Rashi. The Ravid's language is simply the Me'ikara Hetera Bale V'chipalti Lesa Le'isura Be'enei. We never had a Hukar Ha'isur. We never had an Isur Be'en, we could be Mekel. However, there is one Rishon who gives a Svara for Hetera Bala, and I apologize, originally I was certain that the Ran, who quoted the Ramban, quoted this language in the Chidushei Haran, and then only this morning I said, hey, the line is missing Chidushei Haran, so if you don't mind looking with me together in the Ran on the Rif. The Ran on the Rif on the Chesimud base, it's mamish the line, in other words, the bottom line of Chesimud Aleph. Chesimud Aleph in the pages of the Alphas. Chesimud Aleph, the bottom line of the Chidushei Haran, after quoting Rashi, who we pointed out, simply said, we don't paskin like this and this and this and this, Kosav Haramban, the Lesa, don't think that we should distinguish between Hetera Bala and Isura Bala. Shekol HaKelem Abrum Echameitz, this will come to later on. What's the status of chametz? The kol tashmishan adeha or tzrichin libun. The lo amar hetera baga ella bekachim. But here the Ramban explains what's the uniqueness of hetera baga. The bishas b'liyasam shel hakelim lo haya shem isur alav shadayin lo nikra nosar lefikach lo chal shma also bliya lefikach lo chal shmo. Well, we'll come back to the first line of the Ramban, but what we're looking for now is the next few words. Lo chal shema al osa bliya mu'etes shenishara la'achar hag'ala. That there's a difference between Isura Bala and Hetera Bala in terms of what is left in the Kli after Hag'ala. After Hag'ala, there's always going to be some bliya mu'etes left in the Kli. We're dealing again with a Kli that was Balea via Eish. A Kli that was Balea via Eish basically needs Libun. Why is Hagala no good? Because there's always going to be. It was Nivra very, very intensely. Even after Hagala, there's always going to be some Isur remaining. That's if it's Isura Bala. But if it's Hetera Bala, that which remains, that little bit that remains, is going to be such a Ta'am Kolush. It's not going to create problems for us in the future. Think in your minds to what we spoke about on Thursday, that we had in the world of Hetera Bala the concept of Nat Bar Nat. Nat Bar Nat meant that a Ta'am Heter can reach a stage of dilution where it's no longer going to cause us problems in the future. Namely, that a strong Ta'am Cholav can mix in with a Ta'am of Basar and create Basar of a Cholav. A weak Ta'am Cholav, Nat Bar Nat, it already went through two circulations, that weak Ta'am Cholav is never going to create Basar V'Cholav. That's how the Ramban understands the Din Ovir of Hetera Bala. That what's left in the Kli, Let's say we have a din of we have a kli that would absorb kodshim, and you put it through hagala. What's left in the kli is a tam kolosh of heter. That tam kolosh of heter is never going to create an iser. That's the din over here of hetera bala. That what we do is we do the hagala in a manner that we get the iser down to a lower plane. It's like not bar not. And on that level of hetera bala, we're never going to create an iser. Just like a tam. A weak ta'am of chalav can never create basar of a chalav. A weak ta'am of a kachim can never create nosar. You can never get to an iser when you're dealing with a weak ta'am of heter. A weak ta'am of chametz, assuming that chametz is a terabala.
Only bluim. You wouldn't say that if I had a little bit of...
Of course not. No. When we're dealing al osa bliya. Osa bliya mu'etes shenishara at achar hagala is never going to be enough to create iser. And again, the makor of the Ramban is not barnat. That since we see that in the world of heter, weakening the ta'am will preempt, will circumvent any possibility of iser in the future, so also in the world of hetera bala, the moment that there is hagala, that it didn't remove the iser, it weakened the iser. So by Isura Bala, by Nafkamina, strong Isur, a weak Isur, it's Asur. However, by Hetera Bala, our only problem is futures. It will become Asur. But the moment it's weakened, it's never going to become Asur. It's never going to create an Isur. That's what the Ramban over here is saying. Now we have a Svara of Hetera Bala. It's not Xeris HaKasuv. It's a Svara that applies to the entire world of Hetera Bala that has other Nafkaminas as well. But just to sharpen the distinction, yes? So you hit the nail on the head. What is being pointed out over here is that the Ramban, when he says that you can do hagala on hetera bala, it's only when it's still heter. Masha ein kein, classically, when we say that hagala works on hetera bala, it's even after it became usser. Namely, let's take the classic case of hetera bala. The classic case of hetera bala is kodshim that turn into nosar. We say, Ravashi says in the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, on hetera bala, even if it was absorbed via esh, hagala is enough. When is hagala enough? So according to Rashi, according to the Ravid, even after it became nosar, hagala is enough. Because we're dealing with an iser kal. That's the way they understand that since this is an iser never existed on the level of Be'en, it only came into existence on the level of Belia. This is an Easter Kal where the Torah in Parashas Tzav told us Umorak Reshuta Pamayim. It's enough to do Hagolah on it. When we had an Easter Be'en, like the Midyanim had, then we require Taviru Ba'esh. But when we're dealing with an Easter Kal that began as a Heter and turned into an Easter in the walls of a Kli, there was never a Be'en, there Hagolah is enough. That's not the Ramban. The Ramban is telling us, when can you do Hagolah? Only before it becomes Aser. Before it becomes Aser, when it's still in the Geder of Kachim, when you're still in the, before it becomes Nosar, then you do Hagala. What you are doing is preventing that which remains in the Kli, because something remains in the Kli, you're preventing that which remains in the Kli from ever becoming Aser. That's the Gzeres HaKasuv of Hagala. And that's the Gemara of Avodah Zarah. That fits very, even if you hold chametz as a terabola, fits very nicely because we're always magil the kelim beforehand. Yes.
Is the Ramban saying human shayi shmola?
The shmo will come to in terms of whether it's a terabola or isurabola. How do we define? We'll come to that. But yes.
But the human chametz is still mutter.
Yeah. The Ramban doesn't apply it to chametz. The Ramban says chametz is isurabola, saying those rishonim who apply it to chametz would apply it only before Pesach, not post Pesach. This question you came across. This is a machlokes rishonim. Where did you come across this in preparation for Shir? When did you become across this machlokes rishonim as to when do you do the morak v'shuta famayim? When do you do the hagala on a kli of kachin? No, not the next tosos. No, not Rabbeinu Peretz. It's the Rambam, Yafeh, the Rambam and the Ravid. There are two machalkos between the Rambam and the Ravid Everyone stands on the second machlokas, but there's the first machlokas as well. In the same halacha, over there in Hilchos Maise Korbanos, in Perek Ches, halacha Yud Dalad, the Rambam says that Ela kol kelim shemishtamshim bohem bekodshim ayedei chamim vein kodshei kodshim vein kodshei kalim tunim marika ushtifa ekev achila. Then it continues v'chein shbud v'askela mag'ilon ekev achila ve'einan manichon ad zman achila shnia ela kishiyashlim lech o yagil hashbud v'askela v'yemarik v'yishtof hakli ben kli mateches, ben kli cheres, leave aside the world of chatos, right? That you have to do all of this ad sof achila. Ad sof achila, says the Rambam. Comes on the Raven and says, I'm Rav Ram, v'yadati mahu ekev achila. I have no idea what this Rambam is talking about. Kach amru chachamim, mamtin calls man achila, v'hodar avid le'merika ushtifa. What's the machlokes between the Rambam and the Raven? What is the Rambam telling us? That when can you do Haggalah? When will Haggalah work in this world of Kodshim? During Zman Achila, Ekev Achila, when it's still Mutter. When you still have this world of Etei Rabbala, when you still have the world of Etei Rabbala, then we have this option of Marika Ushtifa. After already the Zman Achila is finished, no, that's already Usser. You can't do any longer Marika Ushtifa. The Rambam says, what are you talking about? The Iker is that Heter Rabbala, when it was Nivla, it was Heter. But even after it's Nosar, we can do Haggalah, because we never had an Iser Ve'en. This is an Iser Kal. The Torah has Xeris HaKos of Marika Vishtifa, even afterwards. And that Amru Chachamim, Mamtin Kol Zman Achila, V'hadar Avile Marika Vishtifa. There's no rush. There's no rush to do Marika and Shtifa. This is the Machlokes in the right. The Rambam is L'shitato. The Machlokes in the Rambam. And Rashi on one hand, and the Ramban on the other hand. If we understand the din of Marika Ushtifa as Xeris HaKosuv, that when you have a weak Iser, then you can use Haggalah on it, so it's even a weak Iser, even after it's Aser. That's what the Rabbit over here says, black and white. That's conventional wisdom. However, the Rambam over here, he's working with the Svara of the Ramban. It's only Heter Rabbala when it's still Heter. And then, what's the Svara? When you're Magil Heter, even though it all doesn't come out, enough comes out that what's left in is not going to create Iser. Just like Nat Bar Nat. We weaken the Cholav, it's never going to create Basar V'Cholav. We weaken the Basar, it's never going to create Basar V'Cholav. We weaken the Kodshim, it's never going to create Nosar. That's what we have over here. So we have then, within Rav Ashi's Din, we have two explanations. The difference between Heter, Isur Abal and Heter Rabala, one Zeres HaKosuv and one Svara. And nafkamina is at what point we can use this heter heter rabbala. That's the machlokes Rambam and Ravina. We don't know how Rabbi Notam holds. We don't have within Rabbi Notam what he felt within this machlokes. Did he view it as Xeris HaKosuv? Did he view it as a svara? But we do find it in the Rambam. Okay. Ad kan hakofa alof. So we understand why there should be a difference between heter and iser. And that's what Rav Ashi pointed out in Avodah Zarah. Should this distinction be applied to the world of Chametz, namely, is Chametz Heter Rabbala, that's the Machlokes Rishonim in our Sugim and Akatsa at Akatsa. The Rav Notam says Chametz is Heter Rabbala. Rashi says it's Isur Rabbala. The Ramban says it's Isur Rabbala. What over here is the Machlokes? In other words, what would you say if I woke you up in the middle of the night and asked you, we have a model of Heter Rabbala called Kodshim. Kodshim, when it's Nivra, it's Heter, and when it's in the walls of the Kli, it turns into Nosar. On the other hand, we have a model of Isur Rabbala. We have a piece of Nevela, which is Nivra into a Kli. That's Isur Rabbala. If I were to ask you, where would you put chametz? Would chametz be more similar to Heter Rabbala, chametz that was absorbed before Pesach, or Isur Rabbala, what's conventional wisdom? Butter is Heter Rabbala. That's very, very clear. So why do most Rishonim say it's Isur Rabbala if it's so clear to us that in Metzius it's Heter Rabbala? when it was Nivla, it became Mutar. So here, this is where Rafi pointed out, this is the Ramban, within his language, in other words, this is what he pointed out. I'm reading now in the Chidushi Haran. It's the same Ramban. Avachametz kevan shehoya shmo alav kodem shenivra bekerim halalu vishas beliyosam isura bale. What over here is the Ramban saying? This is a brisker Ramban, right? That clearly, in other words, this Ramban preceded his time. In other words, I don't know how it was understood by his Talmidim, but they all quote the Ramban. That's what this is, the same Ramban that over here in Daf Chesam at Beis, that as opposed to Kodshim Shadayin Lo Nikra Nosar, and therefore Lo Chal Shmo Alosa Bliya, however, in the world of Chametz, we have over here is a world of Shmo Alav. What is the Ramban over here telling us? The world of Hetera Bala, what does one require that it should be Hetera Bala? Not just that it be mutter halakhically, but...
It can't be on it.
We have a concept that precedes Yom Chayim called the Chalos Shem Iser. Nothing to do with whether it's mutter or usser, but we're dealing over here with the concept. The Kodshim, the concept of Kodshim, and the concept of Nosar are two worlds. We have Chalos Shem Kodshim, and we have a Chalos Shem Nosar. However, in Chametz, we have one Chalos Shem. It's Chametz. Sometimes this Chametz is Mutter, sometimes this Chametz is Aser, but it's Chametz. And if we'll ask ourselves, if we have to define Chametz in terms of its essence, what is its essence? So its essence is pointed out to us 7 days a year, that Igloi Milsalem Afreya, that this Chametz was Aser. Namely, that Chametz is, there's only one Shem, Chametz. There aren't two Shemos. It's not like you have a pnuya turning into a nesua. That's a change in chalos shem. You have a ben chorin who turns into an eved, or an eved who turns into a ben chorin. Those are changes in chalos shem. You have a behema that turns into basar. That's a change in chalos shem. Before it had a chalos shem of ena zvucha, and now it's zvucha. By chametz we have no change in chalos shem. It's chametz. It's chametz. And therefore, on Pesach, igloi milsa, that which was nivla, was aser. So it's not as though we have over here a hetera bala that becomes aser. We don't have a separate shem. And once we don't have a separate shem, that's always going to be called isura bala. By kodshim, we have kodshim and nosar. Those are two chalos shem. Nosar and kodshim are two different worlds. Masha'en kein and chametz. We have one world of chametz. That's what the Ramban over here points out. This brisker Torah was even understood by the Chafetz Chaim, the Mishneh Brura, in Siman Tafnun Aleph, when he first brings in the dinim of Hagolah. So there's a Bir Halacha over there, where he talks about the fact that the Mechaber is assuming that Chametz is Yisura Bala, and he says that it's Mechokas Rishonim, and he quotes the Ramban. You know, it's that the question is, do we have a separate Chalos Shem, or don't we have a separate Chalos Shem? And that over here is the concept of the Ramban. What would you say, okay, in other words, so the... Right, now it's in the world of basar v'chalav, that's heterable. You have chalav, and you have basar, and then you have basar v'chalav. Chalav is mutar, basar is mutar. Basar v'chalav is a new chalav shem of Iser. Basar v'chalav is like nosar. Masha'en ken chametz is like nevelos and trefos. You have one shem. We have one shem, and yigoi milsa that this shem was nivla as an Iser. Yes?
But isn't chalav, isn't the chalav shem chalav?
Excuse me?
It has milk.
Yes. Chalos Shem Chalav.
Has a Chalos Shem
Chalav. And then it becomes, it changes.
It's a different shame, but it's
yes.
Chalav.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I'm saying. That's the difference over here. Chametz never changed its name. Chametz was Chametz, is Chametz, will be Chametz. Our only question is as to what its status is halachically. So when we have something which doesn't change its name, then the only question, then the only issue is of igoyim milsalim afreya. As long as we're pre-Pesach, as long as we're pre-Pesach, it appears on the surface to be mutter. Once Pesach enters, then igoyim milsa that this halal shame of chametz was isura bala. Yes.
It's only chametz close to Pesach. During the year, we don't. I mean, it doesn't have a special shame of chametz. It's food, and close to Pesach, we're concerned that it's chametz. So to say that it's always chametz, it's always chametz only relative to Pesach, not relative to anything else.
Not exactly, because chametz is a reality. It has nafkamina in terms of birkas hamotzi. It has nafkamina in other words.
All year it's lechem. It's not chametz.
The seder, so it has nafkamina in terms of menachos. Certain menachos have to be brought chalos. Other menachos are brought rikikin. In other words, kol sor v'chol dvash, you know, can't be brought on the mizbeach. Shtei halechem. There are all sorts of nafkaminas in terms of chametz. Chametz is has many nafkaminas lehalacha, and as such, there's one chalos shem chametz that klapei Pesach, you know, which is viewed always as isura bala. That's the reasoning. I don't know what the reasoning, the definition, the halachic definition of the Ramban, and that's accepted by most Rishonim. Halacha l'maisa, just as an aside. We, meaning the rabbinic establishment, tends to treat chametz as a terabola, because the Mishnah Berurah points out that since we have a chogus rishonim, in cases of hefseid, we have the right to be somech, and we view nowadays that to use a blowtorch, etc., that would be a case of hefseid. But the purists view chametz as isurabola. That's the, you know, that's what comes out of most rishonim. That's, you know, it's that if, you know, that if you want a kasher an oven, you use a blowtorch. You need libun chamor, the libun kal that we use. That's the equivalent of hagala. So, you know, it's one over here can certainly be makel for the rabbi if you're a rav. So just like Ravashi, you know, it's makel for the rabbi. It's machmir on himself. There's room for people to be machmir on themselves. That's just an aside. Within the Rambam. What would you say is the Rambam's understanding of chametz? Is chametz hetera bala or is chametz isura bala? Excuse me. Why do you say so?
At the time, it's the time before Sasser. It's like the Rambam.
You're saying al pisvara, but you could say even if you want to say al pisvara, so you bring a better raya. How does the Rambam define chametz on Pesach? Why according to the Rambam, is chametz on Pesach osur b'mashehu? Classically, davar sheyesh lo matirin. Namely, that chametz by its nature is mutter. We simply have a temporary iser, but after Pesach, it's a davar sheyesh lo matirin. And so if we're going to, and it's going to be davar sheyesh lo matirin until the next Pesach. Namely, that according to the Rambam, it's a terabah, and that fits beautifully into his shita, that we find that the machaber over here, it appears from the machaber in Hilchos Maaseh Korbanos, Hashpud v'Haskala, they lend themselves to Marika v'Shtifa, right? In Hilchos Macholos Asuros, Rambam says black and white, Hashpud v'Haskala, you cannot use Marika v'Shtifa, they require Libun. Why distinguish between the Shpud and the Askelah here and there? The Chora, because this is a Terabala, and that is Yisurabala. What would be the status of the Shpud and the Askelah in the world of Chametz on Pesach? So the Ram doesn't say black on white, but he does say the Sakin. There he says the Sakin, you can put it Beroskin. If assuming that the Rambam put in one breath the Sakin, the Shpud and the Askelah, you know, then you have this distinction between Terabala and Yisurabala. That's what's pointed out by the Magid Mishnah. The Magid Mishnah in Perek Hay of Hilchos Chametz U'Matzah towards the end of the Perek. Perek Hay Halacha Kaf Gimel The Magid Mishnah over there says, the Rambam says, V'chein ha-sakinin martiach et ha-lahav ve'et ha-nitzav. He paskins like the V'hilchasa of Elu ve'elu beroschim. So the says the Magid Mishnah, Amalei Ravina Ravashi hanei sakinei v'pizchahechi adinam lehu, da-da-dam, v'halacha idividi beroschim, v'shipudin v'askalos lo nispar adinam v'gemar v'inyan chanitz v'pesach. Nechuchu ba mefarshim. Yesh mi she'omer she'dinan k'din shar yisur mitzrichin libun. That's the Ramban. V'yesh mi she'omer the shekevan shemashe bolu havei heter dai b'hagola. That's Rabbeinu Tam. V'efsha shezehu da'as Rabbeinu shehizkir kan b'sakinim hagola u'perik yudzayim hilchas machos asuros bolkeach sakin min ha'aku mitzrichin libun lo hizkir kan libun klal. However, even though the Rambam views chametz on Pesach as a terabola, Haramban, Harashba, they compared chametz to geulei akum, and etc. And they have their own shita in terms of why a sakin you can do hagalah. But there's not. But the distinction that we saw of Rabbeinu Tam between heter and iser fits very nicely into the Rambam. What's missing in the Rambam is that he talks about different items, different places. In Ma'aseh Korbanos he speaks about shvud ba'askalah. In Hilchos Malchus Asuras, he speaks about Shvud Ba'ax Askela. In Hilchos Chametz Umatzeh, he speaks about Sakin. What the Magid Mishnah is doing is saying that all of these are the same, that we find that Sakin is Veroschim, Shvud Ba'askela, Maaser Karbanos is Veroschim, Shvud Ba'askela in Malchus Asuras is Belibun, and differences between Hetera Bala and Isura Bala, and the Rambam puts Chametz into the world of Hetera Bala. Then the Davar Sheishal Matirim fits in very nicely. But it's not the only way of learning the Rambam. It's not the only way of learning the Rambam. It's a nice way of learning the Rambam. It's not the only way of learning the Rambam. Yes?
On Pesach itself, what would the Rambam say that the
Chametz
is?
On Pesach itself, it's Isura Bala. Everyone agrees, even though it's, and Pum Faker, it's an Isura Bala, which is an Isur Chomer, because it's Davar Sheishal Matirim. And according to the Rambam, we have Chametz moves from being Hetera Bala 358 days of the year to Isura Bala 7 days of the year. On the level of Hetera Bala, we have the Kula of Roschim, where we can be Machshir the Sakinim Beroschim. Again, the Rambam Lashita, so before Pesach, when still Hetera Bala, and then we have the Heter of Amorak, it's still Ekev Achila, it's still this Man Achila, it's before it becomes Aser, it's like the Svara of the Rambam. The Chametz on Pesach, that would be Isura Bala. Okay, so that's what we have over here then, Adkan HaKofa Aleph. What we're missing, what we have to get back to now, is the Ramban. We saw that the Ramban says that Chametz is Isura Bala. It has Shem Isur Echad. Chametz is Isura Bala. Isura Bala, we should always require Libun, if we're dealing with that which was Nivra Dei Ha'esh. Why should Chametz be more Kal than the entire world of Isura Bala? So here the Ramban comes up with his principle of Rov Tashmisham, that we have a din b'chol atara kula, we always go after Rov Tashmisham. So if you have something which is used 80% of the time in Roschim and 20% of the time in Eish, where we can be machshirit via Hag'ala, and that's the din of Sakin. In Achinami, the Sakin could be used as a Shpud. It could be used, and it is used as a shbud occasionally, but the Rov Tashmishan is a flatware, and therefore we are machshir via Hagala. What in the world is going on over here? Hagala only works for Hetera Bala. This is considered to be Isura Bala. The Sakin is Balea Isur. It's a classic Isura Bala. And since the Torah black and white says that Kol Asher Yavo Ba'esh, Tabiru Ba'esh. Yes?
On the one hand, he's saying that it's Isura Bala. On the other hand, he's saying Rov Tashmishah. So if you take a simple Rov, 358 days a year versus 7 days a year.
No. Again, whether something is a Tera Bala or Isura Bala, that's Toloi in the Haloshim. That's a halakha. Whether, in other words, how we are Machshir Akli, here we go after Rov Tashmishah. This is not a question of a Tera Bala or Isura Bala. This is a question as to whether we use Taviru Ba'esh or Taviru Ba'mayim. There are two different inyanim. So to explain the Ramban, let me start off with a little halachic physics. Let's say that we have something that is that is yad soledet bo. We have a liquid which is yad soledet bo, and in this yad soledet bo liquid, we pour a little nevela, and the kli is boleya via the liquid. Okay, so now we have a kli that was boleya nevela via yad soledet bo. I want to be machshir that kli. Kabalo kach palta, correct? So is it enough if I simply put water in the kli to the exact same level that had been the water that caused the bliya, heat it to yad soledet bo, when this kli is ena ben yomo? Are we going to say now kabalo kach palta, whatever was in the walls of the kli, just as it went in via yad soledet bo, is going to go out via yad soledet bo, and I can be machshir the kli in that manner? Is that a manner of being machshir kelim? That I always make a cheshbon, what was the temperature of the water when it went in? I'll bring it back to that temperature. I'll bring it back to that water level and everything is fine. Is that the din of Hagala? Chamik Sos Chamkulo is a different issue in terms of conduction within metal. But what over here is the issue? We need Hagala. We need Hagala. What is Hagala? Hagala is you have to fill the pot to the top with water which is Mala Ababuot. And only then are we going to say that the time comes out. I kabola kach polto. Why are you so machmir? That's as we say, kabola kach polto. Everything depends. So the answer is, kabola kach polto tells us what means we use. But it doesn't tell us, doesn't give us anything in terms of the nature of the means. Or another example. Let's say that we have a tanur that's going to cause a bliya. We're going to put a piece of nevela on a rack in a tanur. We're going to raise the tanur to 450 degrees, and we're going to have a bliya of the nevela into that rack. So now I have to get that bliya out via heat. Is it going to be enough if I heat that to 450 degrees, and that's going to take out the bliya? Mapitom. I need libun. What does libun mean? It means that I have to heat it to a temperature that's going to change color. I have to heat it to chves, 850 degrees, in other words, to the equivalent of a self-cleaning oven. That's what I have to do. It was only belay in 450 degrees. No, the bliya, a dry bliya, 450 degrees, tells us this requires libun. A wet bliya of yad soledet bo tells us this requires hagala. But what is libun and what is hagala? Those are halachic categories that you know, that the Kabbalah kach polta simply tells us under which category we're working. Namely, if you want to, we're dealing with a status. There's a status of that which requires libun, and a status of that which requires hagala. But the libun and the hagala are not a tit for tat. Kabbalah kach polto just tells us that generally, ayidei ha'esh requires libun, and ayidei Hamayim requires Hagala, but it doesn't change the nature of Libun and Hagala. That's a standard. So what the Ramban is doing is taking this one step further. And he's saying is, just as we have a standard in terms of what means to use L'chumra, in other words, that the means have to be L'chumra, we also have a status that could go L'kula. Namely, that we divide all kelim into those that require libun and those that require hagala. And here, rov shimush is defining the kli. The rov shimush is telling us this is a kli that requires libun. This is a kli that requires hagala. Namely, libun and hagala are means of hechsher. The Torah tells us that different kelim require libun and hagala. The factors that are involved are not only how it was boleya, but also what is the shame kli? What is the definition of this kli? And the definition of the kli is its usage. Rov Tashmisho is going to define this as a kli of roskim, as a kli of libun. Once it's defined that way, then we use the process of libun, and we use the process of algon. And what I'm trying to do is take Hechsher Kalim out of the realm of Mitzius. It's not a question over here of Mitzius. We're dealing over here with halachic categories. And the halachic categories can have a number of factors in terms of going into their definition. If you want to, we're turning Hechsher Kelim into Gzeres HaKosuv. But the and the Gzeres HaKasuv is built on the, according to the Ramban, on the concept of Rov Tashmish. When the Torah says Kol Asher Baba Eish, it means Kol Asher Rov Tashmisho Baish. Kol Asher Baba Mayim, Kol Asher Rov Tashmisho Bamayim. And whatever remains within the Kli afterwards, in other words, from a Metziyistika perspective, Al Pi Halacha is meaningless. Yes?
Don't the poskim take Kabbalah Foto in another way? Like, for example, they take the kosher countertops with boiling water, and then we don't find that in Gemara. And for microwaves also, you just put the water in the longest amount of time, even though you don't really.
That's,
don't they say Kabbalah Kachpolto?
We certainly say Kabbalah Kachpolto in terms of the usage. What's pointed out over here is Kabbalah Kachpolto is assuming that a kli is always used in a certain manner. A microwave is always used, is always boleya via, microwave is the easiest, because only the microwave works on the liquid, and so microwave always is boleya via the vapors of the liquid. That's the only way it's boleya. If you were to put something totally solid into a microwave, it would have no effect on it. It only works on the liquid within the object, so it's always boleya via the liquid. So Kabbalah Kachpolto means that you can be machshir microwave with hagala. When we're dealing with other kelim, so a tanur rov tashmisho is be'esh, a kedera rov tashmisho is b'mayim, and that's what the Ramban is saying over here. Who adin in terms of the sakinim, we go after rov tashmisho, that the kli is given a status. In other words, I'm trying to just take it away from the world of metzius and move it into a realm of halacha. So just as the Ramban had a concept, or as you want to call it, the Ramban l'shitoso, just as the Ramban l'shitoso says that hetera bala and isura bala are halachic categories, not a question of mutar or us or halachic categories, so also which form of hagala you're using is also a question of halachic category of the kli, and the halachic category of the kli is defined by rov tashmisho. So that's l'chora we have over here. Okay, so Rashi understands that all sakinim were used beroslim, and any source that implies otherwise is simply a chum we don't paskin like. The Ramban works off that chametz and pesach is the equivalent of isura bala, and we paskin that we go after rov tashmish. We have machokas to go after rov tashmish. We have sources that say that you have to take everything in terms of its practical usage. We paskin idi beroslim. We go after rov tashmish. Rabbi Notam says that all the Gemaras are right. Simply either distinguish between different types of sakinim or distinguish between hetera bala and isura bala. We saw two hesberim within that distinction of hetera bala, isura bala. The Rambam, which fit very, very nicely within the framework of Rabbeinu Tam, that there's a distinction between hetera bala and isura bala, and that everyone agrees, but that chametz is considered to be hetera bala. That's the chiddush of Rabbeinu Tam. The fact to distinguish between Yisur HaBala and Hetera HaBala, that's a Gemara, that's Rav Ashi and Avodah Zarah, to apply it to Chametz on Pesach. Yes, there,
Mitzvah. We're seeing the Ramban talking about Ben Yoma.
I don't understand the question.
Because if the belief is for Eino Ben Yoma, so then to talk about this as being the same as the Doraisa might not be
Shet. Okay, right. On the Doraisa level, we're talking about Ben Yoma. Yes. Okay. What Jeremy is pointing out, I'm sorry that I didn't mention it, but there is another way of understanding the din of Rov Tashmisho. There's a tshuva of the Raivish that Rav Bednarsh has in his Mar Makomos. A tshuva of the Rashba that Rav Bednarsh has in his Maram Makomos, where the Rashba was asked, what's this din of Rov Tashmisho? Rashba with the Talmud of the Ramban, right? What's this din of Rov Tashmisho? So Rashba says, look, we're only Makshir Kelim that are Einan B'nei Yoman. When a Kli is Einan B'nei Yoman, Meikar Hadin is nothing to talk about. There's really no Easter there. It's no Sin Tam Lufgam. But what? We have this gzera of kli eno ben yomo atu ben yomo. However, once we're only dealing on the level of an Isur Drabanan, so we go after Rov Tashmisho, because really there's nothing there. And so the Rov Tashmisho is you know, simply when we're dealing with this Isur Drabanan v'chulei. What I tried to do was explain the Ramban not like the Rashba. You could always explain that way. Okay, you could explain the din of Rov Tashmisho in a very simple manner, that since we're only Makshir Kelim that are Einam B'nei Yomam, the whole din of Rov Tashmisho is that Mikir Adin, there's no reason to Makshir Kelim. Just wait till the Einam B'nei Yomam and use them. And we always have no same time with God, and everything is fine and good. But we're Machmir of a Kli She'enu Ben Yomo Otu Ben Yomo, but we're going to go after Rov Tashmish. That's the Rashba. Okay, what I try to do is to, the same way the Ramban builds the world of Hetera Bola and Isura Bola on Chaloshem, to also build his world of Rov Tashmish on the Chaloshem of a Kli. Yes?
Maybe it's a bad extrapolation, but the Gemara says that Rov was concerned with the Mino Mino Atu, Mino Mino. How come we're not concerned, at least within the Rashba, that you know, you may do something as use a double fart in the pot and be more error than, in fact, it will really be a problem? And in other words, why apply these kinds of coolness when, in fact, it really could become a problem? Or maybe they had those cultists was right in common?
It's a very good question. It's a good question. It's a good question. Don't know. Okay. I try to take a different approach, because I agree with you that when we get into the questions of reasons for gzeros and plug and low plug, etc., where sometimes you say low plug and where don't you say low plug, in other words, it's very, very unclear. The Gemara then moves over into the world of the Aflamad Amidbeis. You saw the Rambams? You got into the Rambams in Maisa Korbanos, Katos, etc.? Yes? No? Okay. So we'll just set up the Rambam. We'll start with the next time. The Gemara then moves over into the world of Bo Minemi Amemar. Hane Mane Dekunya. Mahu Gishtemushe Behu Bepiska. Are you allowed to use Kli Cheres that had been used for chametz, can use these same kli cheres for Pesach? However, the question is, after Hag'olah, can you be magil kli cheres to use them for Pesach? Excuse me. I'm sorry, we just had a grandson, so just 1 minute. So Gemara over here asks, what is the status then of kli cheres? Yeroko lo tiboyle devade yasire, ki tiboyle uchme v'chivre mai, v'echadis be kartufne, that they're cracks, lo tiboylech devade yasire, ki tiboylech deshiye, mai, amalei chazina lehu, de midaisi, that we can see that when we fill them with liquids, they begin to sweat, namely that the liquid goes straight through. Alma bali va'asire vi atora. The vav over here.
Yeah, my time.
What? The gimel.
It's
right?
My time.
Or my time. Hatora he'ida al kli cheres she'en ayotze midei dofyo la'olam. That's the girsa. Sometimes we have a girsa of dofno. Here the girsa is dofyo la'olam. Namely that the dofyo over here means from like yotze. I mean, what? But what does dofyo mean?
Wall.
No, that's dofin is wall.
Oh.
What is dofyo?
Oh, like dofi.
Yeshbo dofi. Dofi is a kilkul. Eino yotze midei kilkulo la'olam. It's always stuck in its previous state. It's going to be stuck in its state of iser. That a kli cheres, once it's usher, is always going to remain usher. So Tosfos over here, you saw, deals with why do you need a metzius and a Torah Ida. So Tosfos says that the Metzius is not a 100% proof, it's only before the Hagolah. How do we know the Hagolah won't help us? Because of the Parashat Tzav of the Chatos, it says, Kli Cheres Yishaver. Why destroy Kli Cheres unnecessarily? Kind of read that there's no option. Either there's an option of being Machzir Kekivshan, so Tosfos points out, that's not considered to be a Tikkun, that's going to be a Nukli. That's Ponem Chadoshos Bavlakan. That's not the Hag'olah of the previous Kli. It's not a Liban of the previous Kli. It's creating a new Kli. New Kli is a new Kli. Okay, that's what we have over here. Namely, that we have, and everyone knows, that a Kli Cheres is not nitan for Haga'ala. And our only question nowadays is how do we define a kli cheres? What is pyrex? What is melmac? What is Corelware? What is this? In other words, what exactly nowadays? What is China? How do we define a kli cheres? Okay, that's our whole, basically our issue. If it's a kli cheres, we're stuck. Unless we have a heter of Moshe that after a year, there's a Gemara in Avodah Zarah that all blios turn to dust, and so that's a das yachid, and there's a day that maybe by kli cheres three times you could do hagala, and so we'll combine. So in the case of the meruba, right, you have a set of your great grandmother's china came over on the Mayflower, and you don't know whether it's milchik or fleishik, and hasn't been used for 70 years. So Rav Moshe says that you can be magulit three times, and shalom al Yisrael. Those are the, okay, but classically, kli cheres is not nitan lahagala to move it back and forth from chametz to pesach v'chulei. That's what our Gemara's telling us. Kli, Torah he'ida, kli cheres eino yotzim midei dof yoga olam. Here we have a whopper of a shita of the Rambam in that same halacha, in Hilchos Maise Korbanos in Perek Ches Halacha Yudalid, where the Rambam says that this whole din that we say that we have a problem with the kli cheres is only by a kli cheres that was beleya a korban chatos chutz mina chatos shover ba kli cheres. But leaving that aside, we can take any other kli and we can be magil them kol kelim including kli cheres shemisham shebekotchem ayidei chamin bein kotchei kalim bein kotchei kalim tunan marika v'shtifa eka v'achila. This drove the Ravid up the wall. In other words, umash amar b'kli cheres toan marika v'shtifa tosu biyado ubehedya b'tosefta she'en toan ela shvira aval hakol toan marika v'shtifa perush kotchei kotchem kotchei kalim. But in a kli matechet, in a kli eitz, you need the right material. You can only do hagala on a material that lends itself to hagala. The Rambam appears that in the world of kotchem, as long as we're not dealing with the korban chatos, we have no issue at all of doing hagala on a kli cheres. Only by a korban chatos do we have gzeiras hakasuv of yishaver. So firstly, mayhai, where does this come from? But how does the Rambam deal with our Gemara? HaTorah he'ida al kli cheres eino yotzim midei dof yoga. Where was the Torah made? By the chatos, and this is the rule, and we're applying this to kol haTorah kula. How does this fit in? How do we deal with this? So I pointed out that there's a Reb Chaim Mipi HaShmua that deals with this. It's brought in the Harei Kedem Chelek Beis or the Masorah Journal Volume Yud Gimel, the exact same Mahalach. So we'll start with that Mahalach, trying to understand the connection between Hilchos Maaser Karbanos, Hilchos Chametz on Pesach, Hilchos Macholos Asuros, that triangle, and see, we dealt with it up to now in terms of Hetera Bala Yisura Bala. Now we're going to deal with it on the level of Kli Cheres, a lot of the same terminology that we're going to deal with. And then Bli Neder, we'll try and get down to the Mishnah in terms of the unique situations of different types of Kli Cheres, and perhaps somewhat of an overview of Halacha L'maaseh. Okay.